Grice Connect has put together this comprehensive voting guide ahead of this November's general election. Advance early voting begins on Tuesday, October 15, 2024 and runs through Friday, November 1, 2024 for the Tuesday, November 5, 2024 general election. Make a plan now to vote. In this guide, click to jump to a section. On the ballot advance, early voting dates and locations, absentee voting, election day voting, check your voter registration, find polling location, view ballot ID requirements, Bullock County Elections website, Georgia My Voter page website, Bullock County Elections. Learn more about local candidates on the ballot and the ballot. On the local ballot for this election will be the U.S. presidential election, U.S. House District 12, State Senate District 4, State House Districts 158, 159, and 160, District Attorney for the Ogeechee Judicial Circuit, Bullock Solicitor General, Bullock Clerk of Superior Court, Bullock Sheriff, Bullock Tax Commissioner, Bullock Surveyor, Bullock Coroner, Bullock County Commission Chair, Bullock County Commission Seats 1A, 2A, and 2C. The locally contested local races include Bullock County Coroner, Chuck Francis, R., versus Craig R. Tremble, D., Bullock County Commission Seat 1A, R. Ryan Brannan, R., versus Ray Edwin Mosley, D., Bullock County Commission Seat 2C, Nick G. Newkirk, R., versus Leonard, Len, Fatica, D. Those who live in Statesboro City Council District 1 will also elect one of the following to City Council: John Grotier, Ken Jackson, Tangi Johnson. In this November general election, you will not be asked to select a party prior to voting. All candidates will appear on the same ballot. Only those candidates you are eligible to vote for based on the districts in which you live will appear on your ballot. The following proposed constitutional amendments will appear on all ballots. Shall the Constitution of Georgia be amended so as to authorize the General Assembly to provide by general law for a statewide homestead exemption that serves to limit increases in the assessed value of homesteads, but which any county, consolidated government, municipality, or local school system may opt out of upon the completion of certain procedures? Yes, no, provides for a statewide Georgia tax court. Shall the Constitution of Georgia be amended so as to provide for the Georgia tax court to be vested with the judicial power of the state and to have venue, judges, and jurisdiction concurrent with superior courts? Yes, no, the following statewide referendum question will appear on all ballots. Raises amount of tangible personal property tax exemption from $7,500 to $20,000. Do you approve the act that increases an exemption from property tax for all tangible personal property from $7,500 to $20,000? Yes, no, November 5th sample ballot, Bullock County. Click here to view a sample ballot with all candidates. Click here to see an explanation of the amendments, referendum. Advance, early voting dates and locations. Dates for early voting at the Bullock County North Main Annex are below. There are two Saturday voting opportunities this election cycle. Bullock County North Main Annex, 113 and Main Street. Tuesday, October 15th to Friday, November 1st, 2024, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. October 19th, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. October 26th, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will also be two satellite sites available on specific dates during this early voting period. October 22 to 24. 2. WED, Thursday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at Georgia Southern University's Russell Union, 85 Georgia Avenue. October 28 to November 1st. Mon. Fry, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at the G.S. Biggs Entrepreneurship Innovation Incubator, former Plunderosa Building, 64 East Main Street. You may vote at any of these locations during early voting, no matter your election day precinct. If you do not cast your ballot at an early voting location by November 1st, you must vote at your polling precinct on November 5th. Absentee voting. Voters can complete an application for an absentee ballot. Once the Board of Elections receives it, they can mail your ballot to the address requested, outside of Bullock County, or to the address where you are currently registered to vote within the county, or alternate address for physically disabled voter. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is October 25th. Click here to request an absentee ballot. You can also request an absentee ballot by contacting the Bullock County Elections Office at 912-764-6502. Election Day Voting. This will occur at your voting precinct on November 5th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Addresses for all Bullock polling locations are available at the end of the sample ballot document. Check your voter registration, find polling location, view ballot. Click here to verify you are registered to vote. You will enter your first initial, last name, county name, and date of birth. It will then verify you are an active voter and show you the location of your voting precinct. You can also view your sample ballot on this site. This ballot will only include candidates you are eligible to vote for based on the district you live in. ID requirements. Georgia law requires registered voters to show photo identification in order to vote in person. What IDs are acceptable? Any valid state or federal government issued photo ID, including a free voter ID card issued by your county registrar's office or the Georgia Department of Driver Services, DDS, a Georgia driver's license, valid employee photo ID from any branch, department, agency, or entity of the U.S. government, Georgia, or any county, municipality, board, authority or other entity of this state, valid U.S. passport ID, valid U.S. military photo ID, valid tribal photo ID, Georgia's voter identification card. If you do not have one of the six acceptable forms of photo ID, the state of Georgia offers a free voter identification card. An identification card can be issued at any county registrar's office or Department of Driver Services office free of charge. For more information, call 404-656-2871 or Georgia Voter Identification Requirements, click here. To receive a voter identification card, the voter must provide a photo identity document or approved non-photo identity document that includes full legal name and date of birth, documentation showing the voter's date of birth, evidence that the applicant is a registered voter, documentation showing the applicant's name and residential address, example of a Georgia voter ID card. If you do not have a photo ID listed above, you can still vote by provisional ballot. You have 3 days after the election to bring the required photo ID to your county registrar's office in order for your provisional ballot to be counted. If you have to vote a provisional ballot because you don't have one of the forms of photo ID listed above, you can go to your county voter registration office, get a free photo ID and present it within 3 days after the election and your provisional ballot will be counted. If you simply forget your photo ID, and time permits, you can retrieve it, return to the polling place, and vote. Bullock Board of Elections website. Click here for Board of Elections website. Use the GoMVP login to check your. Click here to voter registration status, mail-in application and ballot status, poll location, early voting locations, elected officials, registration information on file with the county office, sample ballot for the upcoming election, provisional ballot status.